The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome back to The Big Show. And our top stories this hour, and it is a very busy hour. We've got lots of news flying at us from many different directions. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
This is as yet unconfirmed from Boeing, but several Dory Monson Show listeners are telling us that Boeing will announce today a vaccine mandate and that the email has already gone out to employees. Many of them sent us the email via our text machine, which is 888-973 Cairo, 888-973-5476. But if this is all correct, and we're waiting for Boeing confirmation, if it's correct, then Boeing employees have until December 8th to get vaccinated, and the company apparently is not offering an option to get tested if you're not getting vaccinated. They are offering exemptions, but they are not giving you the testing option if your exemption is not granted. So unconfirmed, but several of our listeners are telling us that they have to be fully vaccinated at Boeing now by December 8th, or they will be fired. So that's big breaking news, and as soon as we get official confirmation from the company, we will share that with you as well. Up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, big local.
Also, just coming into the Dory Monson Show, yesterday we talked with King County Councilman Reagan Dunn, who said we cannot afford to lose 50 or 100 or 200 cops in Seattle and King County, the SPD and King County sheriffs, that it will be a criminal's paradise if we lose that many cops. Yesterday, he said, let's just give the option to police officers that if they don't want to get the vax, they can get tested weekly. Tell me why you are reaching out to the executive on this cop issue.
Well, obviously, we have record levels of homicides and murders in King County. We're set to break the all-time record in King County. We already have a situation where nearly 300 Seattle police officers have been defunded or let go, and 35% of the sheriff's force is gone. With these COVID mandates that were made as the Delta variant was dramatically increasing a couple months ago, we, as you mentioned here just a second ago, are threatened with the real loss of many, many sheriff's deputies, a couple hundred police officers potentially, and anywhere from, I'm hearing, 50 to 100 deputies. We can't afford that. There is a better way. And that better way, Dory, is to follow what most states have done. Even the Biden administration has done this. And that is allow for a weekly testing option so folks who, for whatever reason, don't want the vaccine don't have to get it, can keep their jobs and keep our communities safe.
Well, also just coming into us now this afternoon on the Dory Monson Show, Jenny Durkin's response, and it is a big fat no. They are not going to give police officers the option of doing weekly testing if they are not vaccinated.
I so appreciate the service that the Seattle Fire Department and the Seattle Police Department have given to the residents and businesses of Seattle throughout this pandemic. We have seen from the earliest days that some of the people most impacted by exposure to COVID, by quarantine, and then by sickness were our first responders. COVID is the leading cause of death for first responders across the country. I want to say that again. COVID is the leading cause of death for first responders across the country. So I am hoping that every Seattle police officer and every Seattle firefighter does what they have been doing their whole careers. Stand up and make sure they do all they can to protect the residents and businesses they serve and their coworkers. They're in vans together. They're in close contact all the time. They do not want to risk their own health and safety, the health and safety of their coworkers, or the health and safety of the public that they serve. We still have time. We have seen throughout this process that there is always a surge, a late surge. We've seen, for example, the Washington State Patrol now is in over 90% have been vaccinated.
Okay. I'm tired of listening to her. So she has said no to the police officers. We are now just hearing from Dow Constantine as well, who writes, the most effective tool we have against COVID are the safe, effective vaccines. Okay, they are mostly safe. But there is a woman in Western Washington who died from blood clots, a 36-year-old mother, wife, had 3 and 5-year-old daughters. The vaccine is mostly safe. And I think the vaccine's a good idea. But if politicians are going to tell you, you must get the vaccine or get fired, they have to be accurate in how they sell it. It is mostly safe. Now, of course, getting COVID is also mostly safe. But when Dow Constantine writes, the best tool we have are the safe, effective vaccines, that's not true. It's mostly true. But a woman in Western Washington died from the vaccine. If you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. If you get the vaccine, you can still apparently transmit COVID, which is why they're still making people wear masks, except at Seahawks and Husky games. Wonder if anybody's going to be wearing a mask at the Kraken game when they have their home opener coming up. I'm going to go with no. But anyway, Dow Constantine says they're safe and effective. We continue to work with employees to help answer any questions they may have about getting the vaccine. But you know, Dow Constantine, same as Jenny Durkin, absolutely no other options available. You must get the vaccine. Whether you want to or not, the government can now mandate you injecting something into your body, whether you want to or not. But that's happening a lot. You know, as I said, the coup, the real coup in America is on right now, where the insurance commissioner tried to jack your rates for the sin of having good credit, where Jay Inslee and Democrats in our legislature are making you buy long-term care insurance, whether you want it or not. And if you've got a husband and wife who each make $75,000 a year, their family is going to end up paying almost $900 in tax. And $75,000 is just a fairly modest middle-class income. And Jay Inslee and the Democrats are going to make them pay $900 every year for the rest of their lives, unless they make more money, then it's going to be more of a tax, to buy something that most people don't want because they're not going to retire in this state. But we are under authoritarian rule right now. The government is making you purchase things that you don't want. They're making you inject things that many do not want. The coup is on, and it's very real. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Yeah, and then we have this. So as we've been talking about a lot, every single thing the Biden administration does is phony. When Joe Biden got his booster vax shot, and it was made to look like it was at the White House, and we found out later that they have, for some reason that nobody can understand, they've built a set that looks like the White House across the street from the White House in the executive office building auditorium. And so Joe Biden was sitting on this phony set, and he had phony windows behind him and a phony rose garden outside the windows. And in that phony rose garden were phony flowers that were in full bloom, even though they were spring blooming flowers. And since then, Joe Biden has given a couple of other speeches from the phony White House set, even though the real White House is right across the street, and nobody can figure out or understand why they are building a White House set across the street. But it must be something with Joe Biden is having trouble reading teleprompters anymore. That's one possible explanation. So now they just put the words on a big, huge screen across in front of him, and they're more static, not scrolling like on a teleprompter, because the scrolling is, as your mind becomes more challenged with some level of dementia, then you cannot follow scrolling words as well as static words on a big screen. So that's one theory that's been put out there. And then you got the vice president, Kamala Harris, who is supposed to be our border czar, but has never been to the border, as hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants are streaming into the United States of America. Even Barack Obama said what is happening now is not sustainable. But Kamala Harris has never been to the border. She went to El Paso, which is 600 miles away from where the hot spot is. But Kamala Harris, she has not done anything. And the bottom line with Kamala Harris is she is one of the most unlikable major party, you know, VP or presidents ever. When she was running for president, even among just Democrats, she couldn't get 1% support. She completely threw Joe Biden under the bus when she said that he was the biggest racist among the Democratic candidates. And she's just not a genuine person. And everybody knows that with the phony laugh, the cackle, and all of that. So now they wanted to teach kids to get excited about space. And so Kamala Harris, she's in charge of the space cheerleading program in government. And so they got some kids, normal kids, they said in one release, who are interested in space to come and meet Kamala Harris. There's only one problem. It was all phony. The kids that they hired were all child actors. And they got the job, one kid, because he had to send in a monologue to show that he can pretend to be excited. And, oh my gosh, the final product was one of the most cringeworthy things you will ever see or hear.
I wonder who the head of the Space Council is.
Are you kidding? The head of the Space Council is the Vice President!
Are you kidding me? These kids were all just so perfect! They're, you know, the demographics were very evenly divided, but they were all, you know how child actors are. They great facial expressions and the, oh, it's awesome. Are you kidding me? They all knew. They were all in on it. But they recorded this. And then when it was scripted, oh, my goodness.
So I may not always be fast to take my parents' advice, but what is the best advice your parents have given you that perhaps you can share with us today?
You know, one of the most important pieces of advice that I can offer you guys, and I want you to really remember this, never let anybody tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
They hired actors to play all the kids. They should have hired an actor to play the vice president because she's not very good in that role. And, oh, but, oh, gosh, she is so excited about the Space Council.
So what is the most surprising thing you found about being vice president?
There have been a lot of things because I've never been vice president before. So there are many new things. But I'll tell you one of the things that I'm really excited about and one of the reasons for our visit and the time we're going to spend time together today is the Space Council. My mom was a scientist, so she would take us to the lab with her, like on the weekends and after school because she had to work long hours.
Yeah, and then she goes on and talk about that. And then Kamala Harris, oh, man, she loves the moon. And not just the moon, but one physical aspect of the moon.
You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
These kids are all about 12, 13, 14 years old. She's talking to them like they're two-year-olds. I've never seen somebody so awkward with kids. I mean, I know people who just are always uncomfortable around children. And she was putting her hands together and waving them out. You're going to see craters. It was like, it's probably way too old a reference for most of you. There was a magician back in the 70s named Doug Henning, who had NBC specials, and he would try to bring all of us into his world of magic. Kamala Harris reminded me of Doug Henning, but And then they're so excited. And you heard one of the kids when she said, you're going to see craters. Literally. Because she heard that middle school kids use the word literally all the time. But seeing craters isn't even that exciting. At least it wouldn't have been for me as a kid. Whenever I had a pimple, my classmates would always call me crater face. It was a horrible, hurtful thing when they used it on me. And now it's, you're literally going to see craters.
You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
And it turns out, she really loves craters.
I don't know what it is about those craters on the moon.
Always dream with ambition. Have big dreams.
You'll remember that?
Yes.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
Okay. It's just horribly exciting to hear the phony vice president and the child actors pretend to be excited about something.
The teens are actors who audition for their spots. Trevor Bernardino is a freshman at York School in Monterey and a space enthusiast. He says he had to send in a monologue of him talking about something he's passionate about and three questions he would ask a world leader. The next step, he had to interview the director of the production.
And then after that, like a week later, my agent called me and he's like, hey, Trevor, you booked it.
My agent called me. He's a high school freshman. But she was talking to him like he was a second grader. Or maybe even a three-year-old. Seeing craters. Oh, very exciting. Leo Terrell, the attorney, used to be a hardcore Democrat, but doesn't like the direction the country's taking right now. He had some stuff to say this morning about Kamala Harris.
Ainsley, that's the problem. The Biden administration, Kamala Harris, cannot go into an average school because she has a problem connecting with people. Kamala Harris, if you honestly ask yourself, when you look at what she has done for the last 9 months, she has done absolutely nothing. She has an image problem. And I'll tell you right now, Ainsley, that if she has any political future, it does not exist. Why? Because she does not have that likability. She is not feared by 2024 Democrats or Republicans. This vice president honestly was selected for the wrong reason, for optics, for image, but not for substance and performance. That's why she's a very, very bad VP.
So why is she failing?
Oh, that's very simply. She has no warmth. She has no sincerity. Everything is politically motivated. I can sit here and tell you, she was from California. She has no moral compass. She'll do anything for herself. She does not have the country at heart. It is not priority. Priority number one, Ainsley, is Kamala Harris. Priority number two is Kamala Harris. She doesn't care about this country.
And priority number three, craters. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Oh, man. The Truman Show has come to life. Okay, we're going to check the news for you. We're continuing to get lots on our breaking news about the new mandates from major companies in our area. An update straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. As you know, last weekend, air traffic all around the country was a mess. Tens of thousands of people were delayed or had flights canceled. They couldn't get a hotel. It was paralyzing to the country. One reason is because one of the major air traffic control stations in Jacksonville, Florida, they couldn't operate because so many of their workers protesting the vaccine mandate did not show up to work. And so a big chunk of our country, the southeast part of our country, including flights coming across the Atlantic Ocean from overseas, they didn't have air traffic control. They had to make huge, circuitous routes so that they could stay under the watch of any air traffic control. I bring this up today because In San Diego yesterday, a plane crashed. It was a single passenger Cessna, had a doctor, was the pilot. And there was obviously something critically wrong. And I want you to hear the air traffic controller here as he tried to talk this pilot to get his plane back up to altitude because it was obvious that there was something horribly wrong.
22 Golf, turn right, heading 090, climb immediately, maintain 4,000.
4,000, climb immediately, 22 Golf.
Okay, it looks like you're descending, sir. I need to make sure you are climbing, not descending. 22 Golf, stay altitude.
2,500 to the Golf.
22 Golf, low altitude alert. Climb immediately. Climb the airplane. Maintain 5,000. Expedite climb. Climb the airplane, please.
Tango,
traffic, 10 o'clock and a half mile, 1,500. You appear to be descending again, sir. Are you, say altitude?
No, you did not maintain altitude. We don't know what happened to the pilot of that plane. We don't know if he had a seizure or a stroke or it was something that was ingested. We just don't know. But he crashed into a San Diego neighborhood. A UPS driver. Man, I love our delivery people. UPS, FedEx, USPS, I mean, all of them. I know I leave some out every time. I love all of them. The plane crashed into a UPS truck and the driver was killed. And you think about that, just somebody doing their job, and all of a sudden, I mean, that's the randomness of life, that something can come out of the sky and just take us like that. And it took out a whole neighborhood, a bunch of houses. A newlywed couple had just finished remodeling a house. Neighbors had to pull this guy's parents out of their house.
They were rushed to UCSD. Don't know the extent of their injuries. I do know from talking to some of the neighbors, there was more bumps and bruises. I think they were lucky they were in the back of the house when that happened because it came into the front. And they pulled, you know, Michael, the neighbor, pulled my mom out of the back window and my stepdad was in the backyard, so they broke down the fence to get him out.
It's very fragile, this life of ours. The story that has attracted the most comment on the Dory Monson Show today from a couple of hours ago, if you were not listening back in the noon hour, down in Maple Valley, there's a school board candidate, and her chairman of her campaign is a woman who's part of the Tahoma School District Equity Committee. Her name is Alicia Bush. And parents complained about her last summer, and the school did nothing because they said, this is a really hateful person. And right now, more than ever, we need to be bringing people together. But, you know, my fear is that there is a lot of curricula in our schools that is designed to teach kids to divide based on skin color, based on privilege, based on you're either the oppressed or the oppressor. You're either somebody who is a victim, or you are the perp. Instead, we should just be preaching love, togetherness, regardless of what one's race is. But that is heading in the opposite direction, certainly with this member of the equity committee. After media started looking into the story, the Dory Monson Show, we had contacted them, Jason Rantz did, the Post-Millennial did. That's when they said that Alicia Bush had to step down.
Dear white people, these freedoms or the impingement of freedoms that you're ranting and raving about is just silly. You've always had the freedom to do exactly as you please. The only change for you is that you're just now starting to see some consequences for being able to do whatever you please. And I understand that these consequences might feel like persecution, but I can guarantee you it is not. Now, being able to make choices without any accountability or consequences is not freedom. That is terrorism.
Okay, so I guess the people in her school district she believes are terrorists. People of Maple Valley. I know a lot of people in Maple Valley. They're good, wonderful people. I didn't know they were terrorists, according to this member of a school committee in the Tahoma School District. But it went on and on. It was really quite vile.
My beautiful grandmother passed away at 97 years old in February 2020. We were supposed to celebrate her originally in April of 2020, and everything got shut down. Things were looking good this summer. People were starting to get vaccinated, so my family rescheduled it to this weekend. And then you, who don't think it's your responsibility to wear a piece of cloth on your face and get a vaccine, makes it so that my family cannot celebrate my grandmother for another year. And I want to tell you that that brings up a kind of rage in me. That's only happened a few times in my life. And it all comes down to this. You f***ing colonizers. You mother f***ing colonizers. Think you can take and do whatever the f*** you want. And anything that gets in your way is inconsequential to you. Because it does not affect you. And this is why you're feeling persecuted right now. It's because it's the first time in your existence that you're experiencing any sort of accountability, and it's not going to stop until you dismantle the systems that you benefit from that result in the rest of us being harmed because of you. My beautiful grandmother has not been put to rest. My beautiful grandmother is not able to be celebrated by her family. Wear the mask, get the vaccine, and stop being destructive, amoral colonizers.
So, as I've said many, many times, what our schools need now more than ever is people who can bring everyone together and to bridge whatever divide there is, not to stoke hatred between groups of kids based on skin color. As I've said a couple of hours ago, let's get back to the standard of Martin Luther King Jr., where we're judging people by the quality of their character, not their skin color. But man, Tahoma, what were you doing with this person when parents had brought this to your attention, and then you only bail on her when the media gets on it? You should be responsive to your families, to the taxpayers, people who pay your salaries. Awesome audio is coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And we do have some breaking news just coming into us here on the Dory Monson Show. We can now confirm what our listeners told us about an hour ago with their great tips. This is why we can stay ahead of everybody, because of you. We started getting tips about the Boeing mandate, and then other listeners sent a screen grab of the email. So we said, it looks like we can confirm, and now Boeing itself is confirming it. A statement from Boeing, it's very brief. As they say, to ensure compliance with President Biden's executive order for federal contractors, Boeing is requiring its U.S.-based employees to either show proof of vaccination or have an approved reasonable accommodation based on a disability or sincerely held religious belief by December 8th. Boeing will continue to carefully monitor guidance from public health agencies and requirements from federal, state, and local governments to inform our COVID-19 policies. We continue to prioritize the health and safety of all of our employees. So it does sound as if Boeing employees, unless you have a disability or sincerely held religious belief exemption, you must be fully vaccinated by December 8th or you will be fired. That is now confirmed by the Boeing Corporation in a statement just released to us. So I would love to hear from you if you're an unvaccinated Boeing employee. It's a good gig. I love the Boeing workers. They always tell me our radio show is kind of echoing through the big old warehouses as they're building airplanes down there, and I always appreciate that. But if you're unvaccinated and you're facing a choice, what do you do? What do you do? Okay, we'll have more on that tomorrow, to be sure. Now it's time to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi's a little sad today. Democrats look like they're not going to support her $3.5 trillion spending plan. And she is upset about it because it was for women.
We have some important decisions to make in the next few days so that we can proceed. I'm very disappointed that we're not going with the original $3.5 trillion, which was very transformative. But in the whatever we do, we'll make decisions that will continue to be transformative about women in the workplace. So transformed because of child care and universal pre-K, which sort of...
Okay, I don't know if she understands how much $3.5 trillion is, especially when she says, oh, it'll cost zero. And Joe Biden, it'll cost zero. Pramila Jayapal, it'll cost zero. You know who Pelosi's really upset at? The media. She says that we should have done a better job selling you on $3.5 trillion in spending.
Do you think you need to do a better job at messaging and going forward? How do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there. But it is true, it is hard to break through when you have such a comprehensive package.
Oh, the media didn't sell it. What's the matter with us? Why don't you approve $3.5 trillion in new spending, my brothers and sisters? In South Carolina, a sports radio talk show host, 43-year-old Tim Hill. He's working a long time at a sports talk station there, but as of yesterday, because of the vax, he too is fired.
Hi. It's a weird Monday for me, and I've got some news. I've been fired from Cumulus Media. I couldn't say anything on the radio. My last show was Friday, but I've been fired for not following their vaccine policy. I submitted a religious exemption and was denied, offered multiple solutions. All of those were denied. Never thought it would come to this, and am pretty sad. I wish everybody at 107.5 the game the best. They had nothing to do with the decision, and it was something that I felt like I had to stand up for. I believe in sincerely. I would never tell anyone they had to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. I feel like this is a very personal choice. And I'm raising three boys and trying to teach them to stand up for what they believe in and just feel like this is something that I had to do. I keep being reminded of a line from Ted Lasso these days. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing.
Wow. Father of three boys, and he's walking away from his career for this. And then finally, when our police get way too much grief, I do want to remind you that the vast majority of what our cops do is great work. Last night, a car speeding away, high-speed chase in Seattle. The guy driving the car was a felon, a known felon, and when it crashed into a tree, Seattle police, risking their own lives, saved the life of the unconscious felon in his burning car.
You see the driver? The driver?
I got
time
to tell you. Driver's in the fire started. Get a fire extinguisher.
Good, bud.
Come on.
I got a knife out, bro.
Alex. They cut the seatbelt. Grab them out.
No, I pulled my knife out, though. Okay, go.
Drag him out of the car onto the ground. Then the fire starts to spread in the car.
Anybody got another fire extinguisher?
Hey, can you hear me, dude? You guys clear the car?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, help get back.
Then they dragged the man to safety when they thought the car was going to blow. Thank you to our police officers. You get too much grief from the politicians and from some people in society. They're the minority. We love and appreciate the job you do. And that's it for me today. Tom and Curly Show coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. See you back here tomorrow. High noon.
Everything you're doing is bad. I want you to know this.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.